panelist on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed management of the petroleum fund. See, the review of the petroleum law is to ensure transparency and efficient management of the fund. They agree that though the current regulatory measures ensure proper disbursement of the fund, there are grey areas that need to be patched up. The chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, Major Daniel Ablakwaku, believes Ghana will be winner if the law is reviewed.
Well, inconsistencies in the law is no big deal, really. When you pass a law, initially, you have a certain perspective. You have a certain objective why you pass the law. As you operate the law, you may realize that sometimes even the language which has been used in crafting the various sections of the provisions, you find out that the language is not exactly what you intend to be used for action. And so if that happens, then you obviously may want to amend the language a little bit in order to get more precise with the language. Sometimes too, you also find that maybe just a few years down the line, you realize that some of the issues that were current at the time that you formulated that may no longer be relevant, or may have gone down on the list of priority. And when that happens again, you need to take a second look and have to amend those portions that require amendment.
That was the chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, Major Daniel Ablakwaku. A representative of the Ministry of Finance, Kwamna Boyduk Oku Afari, asked Ghanaians to assist in identifying loopholes in the law to enable the ministry to present a comprehensive document to cabinet for consideration and approval.
Sometimes also we try as much as possible to find a very acceptable way that will not jeopardize the implementation of the law. Let me say that we've taken a lot of comments that are on observations that have come from the Public Interest and Accountability Committee. They've done, I think, about 3 reports, and there have been some semi-annual reports as well. Some of the issues we've taken, let me say that some of them we've not taken, because that is the view of the PIAC, and because we sometimes want to go strictly by the law. We take the law as it is and try to implement it. And in doing so, we've encountered some difficulties, and that's why we are soliciting for the help of the public to help us to iron out any problem areas that we have listed some. If you take the 2014 budget, we've listed some of them. They may not be exhaustive.
The acting director of the legal department of the Ministry of Finance, Mango Wagani, said there are inconsistencies in the current law.
One of the primary inconsistencies is that Section 7.1 of the law, for example, states that Section 2 and then 7.1 of the law state that all petroleum revenue must go into the petroleum holding fund. That is the gross of petroleum, the implication being that the gross of all petroleum revenue, as defined in the law, must go into the petroleum holding fund. But then Section 7.2 then goes on to say that the money that goes into the petroleum holding fund shall be net of equity financing costs and carried and participating in, interest that is ceded to the National Oil Company. So there you see a conflict, because Section 1 is talking about gross receipts and then Section 2 is saying net receipts. So in practice, it became a little difficult, because the expectation was that all revenue should go into the petroleum holding fund before there's any distribution. But then GNPC then says that, look, it says it should be net of what we get and what the equity financing, you know. So this is a major contradiction that needs to be rationalized. Yes. Also, for example, with the PIAC, the membership of the PIAC, the written law says the membership of PIAC should be 11. But then when you count the number of institutions assigned members of PIAC, you find 13.
That was the acting director of the legal department of the Ministry of Finance, Mangua Ghani.